Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning.
Anthony Fields is sitting on the porch greeting his neighbors on what appears to be a quiet, normal weekday morning. But beneath the surface, there is a lot going on.
Oh, we're definitely still feeling stress. They're still having a conversation about it. Life is not back to normal.
Less than a month after moving into his home on 15th Street, Anthony found himself dodging bullets and hiding in an upstairs bedroom as a gunman wounded six cops and held what seemed like half the force at bay for nearly 8 hours. It was an experience that he and his neighbors will never forget.
I can't, man. I never heard so much gunshot from a barn. I can't forget this.
Now, that man who calls himself Canuity is reminded of the horror by the bullet holes in his front window and shutters. He says the images of that day haunt his dreams.
Sometimes I go to my bed and I dream the whole thing over. I just wake up. It's something you can't forget.
Memories still fresh, emotions still raw. Shock, terror, bewilderment, and even some anger. Cynthia Muse doesn't like the way some people are treating her street like Disneyland.
We have people riding down the block. Like last night I was sitting out here, maybe 10 or 11, and a guy came past. Oh, is that where it's at? You can hear him.
In an effort to get the healing process going, neighbors have planned a block party for this weekend. I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.